Welcome back to our Coach's Corner program here on this Sunday morning. Mike Glessinger joined by Coach Travis Hawk as we're recapping the Alliance and Holdridge matchup. And the Alliance Bulldogs get a big break here to start the second half. Holdridge receives a second half kickoff, but they fumble it. There's a big scramble, and the Bulldogs get the ball in great position to start the third quarter with an opportunity to tie and take the lead, which we do. And a great job, again, as you say, on special teams to get on that loose ball. And, boy, we're in business at about inside the five-yard line to start the third quarter right away. That's right. Great, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and that you chalk some of that up to a hustle play. Their returners, you know, I think he just got confused and thought it was a punt because It was a short kick. It rolled. A kid went to grab it, and then he kind of backed away from it. And so then the returner that was a little further away from it had to come try to get on it. And by that time, we were right there. And I thought we had scored. Mm-hmm. I thought, because there's one official that signaled touchdown.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we sent the field goal team out. Well, then they're saying, no, he's on the, you know, one or two
one
or whatever.
Two,
I couldn't
was,
see from
yeah.
where I was. And yeah. I'm on the headset with Coach Spargo, and he couldn't tell for sure where we were. So then we tried to get the offense back on the field, and and for some reason our line, I don't know what they were thinking, they come off, so we're getting them back on, and we run a couple sneaks and get in, and that's something we got to work on. And this is just Baden getting experience. He really waited. When we went to quarterback sneak, he waited just like he wanted to make sure the defense had a fair shot at it. Instead of, you know, with a quarterback sneak, you'd like to get up. I always think about Scott Frost. I don't know if you remember how he would sneak it. Scott Frost would almost snap the ball as he walked up to the center. And it really, if you watch those old Husker 97 film, he was in illegal motion.
Okay.
Because Scott would walk up, and as he's walking up to center, he'd snap the ball, and he was still kind of giving himself a little more
momentum. Sure.
So we run two sneaks, get in, go to kick an extra point, and our kicker gets roughed. So then we're going to go for two while
And we make it.
Right.
Yeah.
And we go for two and we get it, but we had a holding penalty, and we had to call timeout to get all 11 guys on the field because somebody was over getting taped. And then we get the holding penalty back up, and we kick an extra point that ends up being about a 32-yard field goal.
Yeah, yeah.
So just, you know, and again, even that series is indicative of what it's been like. Mm-hmm. You know, you call a play, and you have a senior that's getting taped, but he honestly wasn't paying attention a lot what was going on because – he doesn't go out on the field.
Right.
And those are just things, you know, I know I've said this before, but John Madden has the line, losing teams do what losing teams do. Mm-hmm. And that's why they lose. And, you know, if you go back to Hastings last week, they haven't won very often. Well, on fourth and two, the first time all week or all year, they get under center and they bobble the snap. Mm-hmm. You know, we're struggling offensively and we have to call a timeout on a 2-point conversion. That's just in a close game, they might cost you the game.
Absolutely.
So, but it was very, very good to take the lead 13 seconds into the half. You know, we're up 7-6 now.
And that's a good feeling. You know that now it's a game. We've got the 1-point lead. That's great. We can make a 30-yard extra point, too, because you can keep that in the back of your mind and think, okay, if we need to boot a 30-plus-yard field goal, maybe we've got an opportunity to do that maybe sometime down the road. Holdridge, to their credit, again, they continue with, and their quarterback continues to just kind of keep things alive. They had a couple of pretty good receivers that made some nice plays. Both of their running backs, I thought, ran hard and made some nice plays, too. They come down and score about halfway through that third quarter, and they go for the two-pointer, and they get it. So now it's a one-touchdown game again at 14-7.
Right, and that was a little disheartening because our defense has played so well, and then we finally get some points on the board to take the lead, and then we give up a long drive. And on that drive, again, I think they converted 2 third-and-7 pluses, and the quarterback was able to break contain. And so it was fundamental mistakes where we play two downs great and then have a lapse on third down. And we're going to get that shored up, but it's very difficult winning football games when you don't consistently perform.
Mm-hmm. And that's the way the third quarter would end, 14-7. It's still anybody's game. We have shown that we can move the ball, and defensively we've played pretty well. And so you're just hoping you can get something positive going, move the sticks, get some positive yardage going, and try and cash one in and get the game back to where it's tied up, or possibly take the lead and go into that fourth quarter and see what happens. But the fourth quarter kind of back and forth, unfortunately, between the 20s. They are able to score a touchdown about midway through, 7 minutes to go. And they bobble the snap on the extra point, but this is where a bunch of seniors come in. They bobble the snap, but they're still able to get the two-point conversion, and that's kind of disheartening too. Now it's 22-7.
Yeah, right. And you know, and we had a senior that watched, you know, that was kind of a spectator on the play as it scrambled around. Our defensive back just, you know, that's kind of a play as a DB. Mm-hmm. Your job is fake, and honestly, probably 90% of the plays are kind of plays off when mm-hmm. on extra point, because you're just kind of in a stance and. They kicked the ball. Well, on that play, we were out of alignment, and then they scrambled, and the receiver got outside of us. And it's sometimes, I've said this before, you have to tip your hat mm-hmm. to the other team. And what a great play! I mean, you know, we had people all over him. He was able to roll out of it and convert the 2-point.
Well, 22-7 at that point. Still have some opportunities, though. But again, as you say, still not able to move the ball consistently. And the game runs out 22-7. The final score there. We actually put up another goal line stand late in the game. And so that's a feather in your hat, too. Stop them. They're down probably, I know they're down inside our 10.
Right. Well, in fact, one of the officials signaled touchdown.
Yeah, one of the officials signaled
touchdown. On the 10-yard line.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't see that very often either.
So, yeah. So he thought, he lost track of where he was, too. But put up another goal line stand, so kind of a nice little gut check there. Late in the game when we're down two touchdowns and knew we're scrambling to get the ball back. And so that was a great play for the defense.
Right. And. Yeah. You know, I think that says a lot about the kids, because at that point, pretty easy to lay down, you know, because there's not much time left and it's a fairly bleak situation. But, you know, Austin Davidson caused the fumble and recovered the fumble. And he's, you know, again, our defense and special teams are playing well enough mm-hmm. to win, I think, every game we've played. You know, we have to probably slow the game down a little bit. Offensively, we have to be able to come up with some sort of running game where we consistently can pick up 4 or 5 yards doing something. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. You know, we've had to redefine ourselves, and now it's finding that something with Baden at quarterback and Cody at I back and you know, finding a fullback. We James Long does a nice job, and Austin's played some. You kind of hate to play Austin on offense too much because he's mm-hmm.
He's a dynamic defensive player,
right.
Really,
you know,
is.
So, you know, we've got some things some hard decisions we need to make today, to be honest with you,
sure.
and get the game plan ready for Lexington, and we want to put in place, you know, the thing, you know, I've heard Ron Brown from Nebraska talk about, again, about losing teams, they're constantly changing. Losing teams constantly change, and winning teams stick with what they got. Well, that's kind of a double-edged sword, because when you win, it's easy to keep doing what you're doing.
Sure.
When you're losing, you do have the tendency to say, well, we need to change here. We need to put this kid here. And so we don't want to make wholesale changes. I believe in what we're doing, but we have to figure out a way to be consistent. You know, and that's really what we're lacking right now, because we know we can move the ball. It's just a lack of consistency.
I'm going to maybe just single out a couple of guys. You mentioned Austin. He kind of looked like he was shadowing their quarterback almost the whole night, because if he would scramble, boy, there was Austin right there on him. If he would run, there he was right there. I thought all of your linebackers really played a nice game. Cole Randall made a couple of plays. You tipped some passes. Your outside guys, Colton and Clayton, I both thought had a couple of sacks even mm-hmm. last night. So those guys did a great job last night.
They did. You know, you've got two sophomores, Cole and Clayton, getting great experience. Mm-hmm. You know, so you think about the interior of your run defense. You had a freshman at nose tackle, a sophomore at middle backer, and a sophomore at outside backer. Mm-hmm. And then another sophomore that comes in and plays quite a bit is Moses.
True.
Moses Dawn. Mm-hmm. And so those kids are getting great experience. And Clayton last week was his first start at outside backer, Clayton Ordine. And I thought he had a great game. Mm-hmm. You know, we still have some zone drop issues out of all of our linebackers. But you can see progress. And that's, you know, what sports is about, is a process of improvement. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in special teams and defense, we've consistently improved. Offensively, you know, I think we showed last night that we improvement on 18 plays. Mm-hmm. The problem is 40% of the plays, there were mistakes.
Okay.
So yeah, but there's a lot of kids doing a lot of good things. You know, I thought Trevor Camerzell had a nice game. Doing a lot of things that we ask him to do. Jason Berglund's a kid that I think we've got to get the ball more to, because mm-hmm. When he gets the ball, he really has a burst of speed.
Yes, he does.
You know, he's a great track triple jumper, mm-hmm. and we've got to figure out a way. You know, in our old offense, he'd have been a great three back, mm-hmm. a great wing back to run scissors with and reverse with and wing back counter with. And you know, we might have to look at some of that stuff with him too.
All right. We'll come back and we'll wrap up Coach's Corner in just a moment, right after you hear this for Accent Chiropractic.